Those doors have had it.
Tracy Garrett, principal at Cherry Hill Elementary Middle School, is referring to a gym door in the school that does not work. Touring the building with Garrett, it's easy to see why Cherry Hill, built in 1945, is high on the list for a facelift.
They have had a lot of major problems with the roof.
Brown water spots dot the ceiling in numerous places, including around a pipe in the cafeteria.
The custodians just have to look at it every day just to ensure that it's no water on the floor.
Some teachers have colorful shower curtains hanging over their classroom windows because they leak too. Erin Ford teaches 4th and 5th grades at Cherry Hill.
A lot of water comes in through the windows, so it's very hard to display a lot of work.
So what do you do?
We try to really make sure that things do not get affected, but that's what we're working with today.
Garrett says another issue is the school is overheated in the winter and has no air conditioning in the warm months.
If it's 80 degrees, it feels like it's 90, 95 in here. We will be looking so forward to a facility where each room can be controlled individually for heating and cooling.
There is also no playground equipment for Cherry Hill's 340 students, pre-K through 8th grade. Recess takes place on the parking lot.
We ask teachers not to park past the edge of the building so that the kids can have the open space over to the left.
Can I see that area?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
The huge asphalt lot has no basketball courts or grass areas for sports like football or soccer.
When we think of the new building and new space that's greenery and soft top where when they slide off the sliding board, they won't get injured. Those are some things that our kids are looking forward to.
Student Delonte Wagstaff says there's something else the school needs.
Bathrooms. That's something I'd rather get changed.
The bathrooms aren't handicap compliant and the fixtures are worn. Garrett says they are
old but clean.
And the bucket is under the sink. Why?
Because it's catching the water that was still leaking.
Oh, they can't use this one at all now.
No.
Cherry Hill, a STEM school, science, technology, engineering, and math, has a large air-conditioned computer lab. But teachers use fans in the smart lab across the hall where students work on robotics and competitive projects. They share computers because the lab can accommodate all of the available computers.
Your typical lab is probably almost twice the size of this. So that's why we are really excited about our school being renovated and having the space that we need for teams of kids to come in and compete against each other.
Garrett attended Cherry Hill and has a son in the 4th grade here. She takes pride in the school. She makes sure the halls are clean, and to encourage students, teachers post signs with the colleges they attended outside their doors. This year, the students passed state standardized exams and all other required objectives.
We talked to them about getting a new school because they deserve it and they deserve to be in a place where they're comfortable.
Garrett hopes to see construction or renovations underway in 2014. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.